This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Many children around the state are returning to school this week, and districts have had to adapt to try to reduce the spread of COVID-19. In Eau Claire, Jessica Barrera had choices for her 10-year-old son, Nico. He could stay home and learn virtually full-time, or he could learn in person twice a week. But to make the choice, she had to balance what's best for Nico with her own health risks.
Today is August 26th. It's about 5:40 p.m. My name is Jessica Barrera, and I'm also with
Nico.
We're discussing the exciting going back to school next week. Are you excited, Nico?
No.
I think that would be the response any year from an 11-year-old. He actually did really well with the last few months of school and doing the virtual learning on the tablet. I do know that it would be tough being a kid, an 11-year-old kid, and having some of your friends right there in the class with you, but there's not a whole lot of interaction that can happen if you're 6 feet apart. And, you know, anyone that has kids knows that kids aren't going to just leave their masks on nicely. They're going to chew on them and probably lick their hands and try to touch other kids and say, you know, act like it's cooties and say they have coronavirus or whatever. And I personally have some higher risk health issues that, even though kids seem to do fairly well, they say, if he was to bring it home, that could be dangerous. So, yeah, we just decided to do all virtual for the first semester, and we'll go from there. So things are going to look a little different from regular school years.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Is that exciting, or is that...
No.
No?
Just now.
What do you think you're looking forward to the most?
Pizza lunches.
Pizza lunches? That may be the one benefit of doing virtual, right?
I can just flex on everyone at
You can
lunchtime.
Just have... You can,
hey, check this out. I got a pepperoni pizza.
You can have pepperoni pizza every day.
Every day.
I think we're ready for next week, and we're going to see what it all looks like and have a schedule.
It's my birthday.
And next week is your birthday. Very, very true. A lot of exciting stuff going on next week. All right, so from me and
Nico Barrera,
we're wishing all the families best of luck that are doing virtual, and even the ones that are half virtual and half in person. Things are going to be a lot different this year, but we'll get through it.